reflect that, that the city council members are all in attendance.
I'd like to say that we have three commissioners here tonight. So we don't, we have a quorum for the sewer district, but we do for the water district. So we should open the public meeting for both anyway for tonight, so.
And then I think I'd like to ask Jim Fleming to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Jim. Okay, I think at this point I'd like to ask Rick to staff to start us off.
We can go down any path you guys want, and we may get done with this early because we've got a couple folks gone. This is part of our keeping communication open and talking about, you know, where we are with things, which is good in our process. I mean, I work on it all the time, different things. So I guess the update, one is we have, I don't know if you've seen, Brian, it should be on your guys' agenda for the sewer for the DEQ permit. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I saw that come through on my email.
Okay, so you guys are meeting Tuesday.
28th.
At?
Four. I believe it's
4, next Tuesday.
Did it not change?
That's the last I heard.
What were you thinking about changing it to?
Well, I think there's a special session. I think they're doing a meeting right after, but I will confirm that and get
okay.
It back to you.
Okay.
Your guys' executive session's on Monday, regular meeting on Tuesday.
Okay. So, and what that is for everyone, we want to start working on the permits. So to transfer, they have a reuse permit. It's basically, you know, how they get rid of effluent and the permit that the DEQ requires. I was afraid it was a complicated thing, but it's actually not too big of a deal. And but it requires them to sign off, and then we put down the date for July 1st, and then we could get this off to wherever, and then they'll DEQ, and then they'll spend their month or two doing their thing with it, and then it'll just sit in limbo and wait for us. So, have you had any discussions, Brian? Do you have any problems with this?
I don't think so. I think it's just part of the process. So
okay.
I don't see it being a real problem as far as moving forward.
Okay. So that's doing the USDA. Today and yesterday, I've been working quite a bit with Sam Goldstein from Portland on that transfer for the water, for the loan, and there was some confusion. They've been kind of muddling along, and there's been some confusion that there were customers outside the city limits on that 3 acres that's over there off of Huntington, and they're. There isn't any.
I don't believe there's no customer. I think it's just a parcel that's outside of the city limits. I think that's all it is.
Yeah, and we've told them that somehow, I don't know how it didn't.
I think it was by accident, but it happened somehow. So.
Yeah, so now they feel better. They were afraid, and that's why I think it got up to Portland. They were afraid that maybe, say, they would have transferred that loan to us, and then suddenly there were still 100 customers out there. You know, got this one pipe running through town, and the city's taking water off of it. The districts are taking water. They're like, "Oh, how is this all going to work?" And so then, when I explained to him the improvements, the infrastructure is all within the city limits, and then there was no service. So then they felt better.
Yeah, if it's within you guys' power, it probably might be beneficial to someday annex that. But that may be a problem with. I mean, that's
Ken's worked on that a little.
I know it's a different issue.
I have, and we all know the story about Jim Young and the ranch when we tried to include it into the city in 2000. He mounted a major legal position that convinced the county to strike him from the city limits. So they took him out, and I've had a discussion with him about it, and the case really is that that section, if you're going down Huntington, is actually his main entrance. You know, so if you look at it and you look at the lines where they lay out, I won't call them plats, but whatever they are on the maps, this is just, they just, when they did the water district, they just followed this to the corner and then come back in and picked up Huntington and come on down. So it's just, instead of going straight down Huntington, they zipped out there on this and come back in a little triangle. So he's not currently not interested in pursuing any, doesn't see a need for it. And so
you're right, though. It would be.
Just make it easier in the future, but it may not mean anything. I mean, just maybe a simple line, that's all.
Yeah. An example of one of the good things that could happen from us when this merger takes place. Scott had called me today. There was a guy over on Cagle that's not very far from the sewer line, but it's outside of the district. And so, under the current rules, the district can't, you couldn't extend it.
No.
But see, once it falls under the city, it's just like any city, you can extend it down. And so, this person was under an order that required one of these $20,000 systems.
ATAs.
Yeah. And so, Scott called and said, hey, is there anything we could do to maybe, if put that off, thinking that in a year or so we can start working then on some expansions, and if it worked out right, maybe we could get something, just go down a few blocks and take care of a couple folks. And anyway, it was interesting of how this can work. And so he was going to call the Deschutes County environmental people and say, could we do a give the person a year or something, and then what you'd do is you'd have them sign a non-remonstrance agreement that would mean that when the city moves the pipes out there, he has to agree. The problem is, if they put in a $20,000 system, they're not going to want, once they've done that, they don't want to help pay for any other pipes.
Obviously, yes.
So it's like, let him save the money, do a regular repair now, then when the time comes to move down that road, then, I don't know the results of that conversation.
I think this is probably not a bad area to investigate. I mean, to bring this whole point to the county that, we are looking at in the near future, let's call it a year, year and a half, 2 years, because the plans are already made. It's already, they've done a wonderful job of laying out Cagle and Greenwood and make some kind of agreement with the county that, let's do minimal effort, because somebody to spend $20,000 and a year and a half later sewer come through, they're going to be unhappy,
right?
Citizens.
Yeah. I would say that they don't definitely want to, do some kind of survey again and find out what the people want.
Yeah.
The bigger picture, get the process started. But that's something you might want to eventually be thinking about, how you're going to attack that particular part of the city, and then what the process will become.
Then on the water side, we will also, once we get the when you guys do the DEQ permit next week, then we'll get the water one going for next month.
Yeah. Well, that's the biggest hurdle you have with the sewer district right now is the...
That's just one of the process. Yeah. Really, not too much else. We don't have a USDA loan to worry about.
You're just transferring the title at that point.
Yeah. And then the county, they were here, and the county said there weren't any problems with that loan of theirs.
Okay.
We have got to flush that further.
Yeah.
To make sure.
It's obviously you got to find out what's going to happen to it, and then or what the obligation is going to be.
Yes. But in the water permit, there's a transfer process also. It getting the water right transferred, and it will change the water right from a quasi municipal. We end up with a better water right, because that's just the way it is with cities.
That's the cone of silence up there.
The what?
The cone of silence.
Yeah. We actually can hit that button behind you, because there's no, it's not, we're not using that system. So I guess that's kind of where, you know, we're going to start working with talking with some of the employees about transferring and those kind of things. I've had some early discussions on that. And so.
So basically, what things do you have to submit for the sewer district then for that to be final by July 1st? Just that? And
we're having a hearing. We have to do the withdrawal hearing, which we will have on March 7th.
Okay.
It's on Wednesday night the 7th at 6 p.m. here. We will have the withdrawal hearing, and we'll set the date effective July 1. And that is, the hearing is going to be, yes, the hearing is that night, and we would approve it the following. So we'll have two Wednesdays in a row, so it'll be the 7th and the 14th. 7th is the hearing, no decision. That's to take testimony. And the 14th would be when we would make a decision. And then, it just works its way through. And at the meantime, we'll of course keep pushing we'll do the withdrawal of the water. The USDA stuff can go past that March date. You know, it doesn't matter if that gets done in May, June, as long as we get it done. You know, and as we said before, Brian, if worst case, we could do a IGA that helps. Because the problem is how do you move sewer over without water? That would be a mess. It could be done, but
a little more complicated.
Yeah.
So when do you expect to have a withdrawal hearing for the water district?
It'll be all the same time.
Same time. March 7th.
March 7th. Hopefully, all you guys can be here. I'll start working closer with Scott now on, you know, kind of more technical things. We are getting ready to order the software type systems that will get us up. We talked about before that will take us to get a system that will work with your guys' system. And we're just waiting for Jeremy to get the contract wording. We have the contract from Cassell, but we're going to attach it to one of our contracts. Do some things with it, so we'll hopefully have. And if we don't have that software, we'll just use your software, which can keep working. We formed our Public Works Committee, you know, and Bill Sodders is representing the districts on that. And we've got a great 7-person group. Like 4 in the city and 3 are out. They're pretty diverse, and we are going to meet on our Thursdays at 10 a.m. and that will be on the 2nd. Thursday, and that was just all. We just finalized that last week, and they've all responded back to me so far that that's fine. Mr. Ward has to come down a little earlier, but he said it's all right. And they will, and I'm going to invite all of them down to the hearing on the 8th because they'll educate them on sewer water issues. And then I've had some calls with the, and I don't know, maybe you know, Ashley, how are they coming on the, we talked a little about the rate study. Do you know?
I haven't heard any more about it.
Do you?
Oh, does she know something?
I know that we have it on our agenda to delay it until we can meet up with you guys because, you know, it would be normal if we get it done in May, you guys take silver in July, not going to be very valuable.
That's good. That's very good. So your boards, you guys will vote
we're
to delay, talk about it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're going to say delay it. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense to me that way. And
that's what we were.
Yeah.
Most sounds people, it's pretty much that's the consensus I get.
Good.
We did discuss that at one of our meetings a little bit about that being maybe a bit of a point, an issue. We didn't want to produce something irrelevant to pass on to you guys for just to have a stack of papers that doesn't mean anything to you.
Yeah. You know, so I guess at this point, that's, a status update. You know, lots of things are going to come along as we do it. I've got to go down and snoop around the county more on that loan and make sure that gets, you know, it has to be more official than the county commissioner said here that night.
Yeah. Well, you need them to vote on it, or you need some official letter or something from the county. They probably should vote on it in a meeting, I'm assuming. But
yeah, definitely. I mean, look, it's a loan. It's going to have to be retitled over to us and all that stuff.
I'm sure it's no issue. It's just
Okay. But it could take a couple months to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Did Did Terry or Dave, do you guys have any questions you can think of?
You pretty much covered it.
Is there any, is this the time to talk about budgeting?
That's a great question, Ken. How should we be budgeting?
You know, if I was you, I would go ahead and do your budget.
That's what I would say.
Because, first of all, you know, you never know what can happen. I mean, I think everything's going well, and the cooperation, you know, couldn't be better. But still, stuff can happen. So I think that, and also, you will still be operating in July and August, because you're going to still have to do an audit on the year you're in right now. Yeah. You know, it'll take them 2 or 3 months. You still have to pay those bills, you know. So you still exist as an entity, and I've talked to USDA about that. I said at some time next year you would dissolve.
Yeah.
However that's done, and they seem to be okay with that. So I would do your budget.
I think it's appropriate to make a budget, because you just don't know, and you have to have something on record on July 1st, and also gives you guys a framework to start with. If we produce a budget, then you guys can take it and somehow use that information, especially now, because we'll start producing it, and we'll have it ready in May, and you guys can use that information for your benefit. But also, there's probably a way to take that budget and encompass it into your budget, I assume.
Well, I think that's an
amendment.
Yeah, you know, I've thought about that both ways, not putting it in and then let Steve and them do a supplemental budget next May, in June. But it's so big. Lately I've been thinking, go ahead and incorporate it in, especially if you're going to do a budget. We can take your budget, put it in based on this year's expenses.
Yeah.
We'll still probably have to do a supplemental.
Most likely, yeah.
But it'll be a lot less stuff.
Yeah. And there's some things we do to mitigate that. One thing we could do is make sure we have ample, fees for attorneys and stuff like that, legal expenses, because you don't know what might rise.
Right.
Make sure that we make those budget items, make sure they're large enough that they're going to be okay in case there's extra expenses that we don't foresee right now.
Yeah. So. I'm glad you brought that up, because, so if you guys are going to do it,
I think we were intending to move forward on the budget. I don't think that's something we ever did think about, so.
Well, I know that Rick has talked about, and I know that Steve's probably picked it up already, that we need to move into the process of our budget now, you know, straight away.
Well, we're going to do our supplementary budget understanding here March 1st.
Okay.
We're actually going to go to school for a day and gain perspectives on all the trials and tribulations of the budget process, so we're squared away to do it.
So I'll make sure that's, can you make sure that the budget item is on the next agenda, or asked on it?
I think it already is, and I know she's already working on the budget.
Yeah, I'm sure she was.
One of the first things she jumped into.
Yeah, we talked about it, but I just want to make sure it's on there so we know we're moving forward and have it prepared to go.
The quicker you guys get it kind of done, or rough draft, you get it over, just start shoving it in.
Fold it in, kind of home for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why last year when we redid the budget and created these funds, we put sewer and water, we put $5,000 in as kind of a placeholder, but it's there as a revenue special fund, enterprise fund, so we'll be able to add those.
Yeah.
You know, but it's more to it than meets the eye.
Yeah. I'm sure by next spring you'll be doing, like you say, a supplement budget at some point. No matter what happens, there's always something that throws a kind of a wrench into the deal, so. Mm-hmm. Doesn't go as planned always. Do the counselors have any questions for us, or that we can answer?
I don't think so. Good. Sounds like progress, and so thank you.
You can take some public comments if you want on them before they leave, or if they're
okay. We will at this time open it up to public comment. I need you to say your name.
Okay, my name is Austin Gillette.
Your address?
52416 Burgess Road in the Lapine area, so to speak, at the 4 mile mark. The problem you mentioned with the Cagle resident, and and the ATT systems cost, and also the county forcing the owner to put it in, is exactly what we've been talking about.
Okay.
We're dealing with the county in the last 2 or 3 years with the Citizens Action Group. So there are quite a few people within that organization that know more than I do about it, but it's exactly the same kind of boogeyman situation that we've been complaining about to the county for the last 2 and 3 years. And what they are trying to do to him is the same thing that we're afraid that will happen to the residents up and down Burgess or wherever the sewer line or sewered future may happen to us when they want us to put a sewer in, whether it's a cluster system, and then want us to put in that $28,000 system. It can get pricey. Most people these days don't have the equity in their house to float something like that at all. Whatever equity was in there 5 years ago is gone. That's editorial.
Okay, thank you very much. Anybody else? Any other questions? Comments? Hearing none, we shall move to adjourn. Motion to adjourn.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Can we have a motion to adjourn the Water and Sewer District?
I'll motion to adjourn for water.
I'll second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
You can hang out too.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Cool.